This is the Pastor for the Day recording for the fourth Tuesday in March 2023. Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. I'm looking at one of the lines that's part of the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6:12 in the English Standard Version reads, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." So the first issue is our debts to God. One of the things that means is you can't accept the idea that's so common in our culture now that you need to look inside yourself to find your identity, and that is more important than any rules that anyone else tries to place upon you. Well, that's not true, because God has rules and he's allowed to place them upon us, right? If we won't admit our sin, how can we ever be forgiven of it? We've got to own up to our sins. So this is a model prayer, and Jesus is telling us that we need to regularly come to the Father and ask for the forgiveness of our sins. He refers to our sins as debts. You know, if you get a bill in the mail, right? Well, you owe somebody some money. You have a debt. Well, we owe a debt to God because he created us good in Genesis 1, and we keep marring that goodness, and therefore we owe God. We need to make it right, but we can't, right? If the bill comes in the mail, you've got to deal with it. Well, our bill before God, the only way really we can deal with it is to ask him to erase that debt. Forgive us our debts, Lord, we pray. And then the second half of that prayer moves to how we forgive others. God prefers to forgive, but he is willing to treat us as we treat others. Just below the Lord's Prayer, there's an expanded commentary on verse 12. Verses 14 and 15 in Matthew 6 read this way: "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive yours. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Now, the point here is not to say that forgiving others earns divine forgiveness, but instead it's just saying that if we refuse to forgive others, we're giving evidence that we don't really understand our own forgiveness. We don't understand the weightiness of our own sin. We don't properly appreciate the fact that God has forgiven us. Because if our eyes are opened to see how great our sin was, then we're so grateful for our forgiveness and our heart gets changed. Now, when others sin against us, we see those as minor in compared to how we have hurt God. We see the bigger picture. And so we're able to forgive. So first, the call is to ask God for the forgiveness of our own sins. And second is to treat others the way we want God to treat us, to forgive the people who sin against us. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.